This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily, cos Wednesday there's Bumbleo. Also, Chris tries out another one of his fake boyfriend services. And in this, I get to do some acting. Also, Caroline Flack is Radio 1's out correspondent because she will be the last one standing at tonight's Brits, so perfect for the role. And why Chris is really stressing me out before the Brits tonight. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Sigrid, Strangers on Radio 1.
Whoa, let me stop you there. Rather than play what you're going to play, press the other button there.
Why?
Press it.
Five.
Oh, hilarious.
Four. Three. Two.
Yeah.
One.
This is how I want to start every show.
Okay.
Just because you look like a Thunderbird.
All right.
Mate, you went off yesterday on Twitter. You were a Twitter moment.
Yeah.
And loads of people messaging me going, have you seen this? It's like, yes, I created it.
I know, Joe Sugg got involved.
I saw it. Did you see he photoshopped your face into a Thunderbird? It's all going off.
Right. Was it trending on Twitter?
It was definitely on people's Twitter moments.
That's mad.
Yeah. All around the fact you look like a Thunderbird.
Yeah, well, thanks very much for noticing that yesterday, because it's all I've been getting from all of my friends. And I've just arranged with someone that I know, because... I think it's Brits tonight, right?
Yeah.
I've forgotten a bow tie. I've forgotten. So I've just asked my
mate... You could do a sash, like off Thunderbird. maybe we can make that happen.
No, right. So I've just said to...
Sash and a hat.
The guy that's dropping off my bow tie, he's like, okay, yep, no worries. I'll be arriving in Thunderbird 2.
Oh, good.
Hilarious.
Scott Mills. In the kitchen wrist, twist it like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen wrist, twist it like a stir fry.
Whip it in the kitchen wrist, twist it like a stir fry. Named after the only food I can actually do, that is migos and stir fry on BBC Radio 1.
Don't do yourself down, you do dishwasher salmon as well, don't you?
I have done dishwasher salmon, yeah. It cooks it real nice, actually. Pop it in there for half an hour. Obviously, it makes your dishwasher smell of fish, but good. Now, I don't know if you heard on this morning with Grimmy, Caroline Flack was on, and they kind of billed her as like the party correspondent for the Brits, because Caroline loves to go out. And I've just been texting her, she's getting ready. Great idea by The Breakfast Show, I think. And I like the specific muse that they used. They had like Caroline Flack music as well, which I'll try and find.
Well, also, if it's an official role, she's only really working by doing that. Do you know what I mean? She's a correspondent almost.
I mean, the aim is for Caroline to make it into the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow. But I just want to get a little catch up with her and see how the day is progressing and whether she's on it yet.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Where it begins.
Still love that. And my aim, do you remember when that song was out a couple of summers ago, was to actually learn the French bit. That never happened.
Oh.
I know. In keep a stone dans ton bois. And that's it.
Da tuna ne soise.
Yeah, I can't do it. But like,
it'll be amazing to nail it though, right?
Oh, right. Like, imagine bringing that out at parties.
So
oh, you know, you know that Magic Marker song, yeah? I can do the old rap.
That is how some people call it.
Yeah.
You play the Magic Marker song.
Yeah, it's like when you do like some DJ gigs and people don't know the name of the song. So, can I have Magic Marker, please? It's not called that.
Can I have Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night, please?
Yeah. By the Black Eyed Someone. Scott Mills here. Our out correspondent on the Radio and Breakfast Show is Caroline Flack.
One. Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
One.
One.
Where?
Begins.
Puth Gomez, We Don't Talk Anymore, BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills here with Rams Barking and Katy Perry, Chain to the Rhythm, next. I heard this when I was driving about this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I thought, what a genius idea. So Caroline Flack is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show's out correspondent, because tonight, it's the Brits. Everyone that works in the world of music, and loads of people that just know people that work in the world of music, are at the Brits. And I believe Caroline to be the ideal person to have this job as correspondent.
It's inspired. And bearing in mind that the parties, especially after the Brits, are like Christmas parties times 10.
Yeah.
in the sort of antics that happen. This is good.
Do you know what? Caroline Flack, I love her. She lives her best life, like, all the time. She has a great life, right? So, like, also, like, very good at her job.
Mm.
But, like, then just goes out partying, then goes on holiday, then gets to spend months on Love Island. I mean, that's the dream.
Life-o Flack.
Right. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, guys.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to seeing you later.
Are you?
Yeah, I really am. It's been
Everyone's
a while.
Making me feel really nice today. I feel like this is my favourite night of the year.
It is fun, right?
Yeah. It is. It's one of those nights you can really let go.
Yeah, it's peak you.
Yeah.
Peak me.
Hey, Caroline, after the Brits, what parties will you be going to?
So I'll probably go to all of them.
I'm sure you will.
Probably start at Warner and then sort of make your way round.
All the record labels.
It's quite disciplined going to so many parties because the Brits finishes quite late. So, I mean,
the reason you do that is because everyone goes to different, no one goes to the same one and you want to see all your friends, don't you?
Yeah, well,
you
I'll see you.
Catch up with everybody.
I'll see you at the one you just mentioned.
Okay, fine.
I mean, me and you have got, we've got form on going out. Do you remember Birmingham, Caroline?
I remember Birmingham, yeah.
No, but also, do you remember Newcastle?
That's a bit of a blur, to be honest.
Quite a late one, that
who
one.
Who sort of what man of the match, sort of?
Oh,
you or Caroline?
I think actually Caroline was, but yeah, we've had some good times. So, the aim is for you to come into the breakfast show with Grimmy tomorrow, is that true?
So basically, that's the aim of the night. Is that every year I always say I'm going to do it, but if I drink too much, I fall asleep. So I've got to pace myself.
Okay.
And if I can do it, then I'm going to come in the morning and co-host with Grim.
All right. Well, listen. Do you want me to feed you some water or something tonight? Anything I can
if
do
you,
to help?
At any point you see me in the night, a glass of water would be great.
Okay, I'll have that on standby, babes.
And some food.
And some food. All right. Yeah. I'll bring some Tupperware. Are you getting ready already?
I started getting ready yesterday, really, because I had my spray tan done last night.
Yes.
And then, yeah, I've been sort of doing bits and bobs all morning and now I'm just tonguing my hair.
Does someone come in for the tan?
I'm saying you've got a glam squad there right now.
I've got, I'd say it's my squad is here, but it's my friend Nick.
Okay. But he is.
But he is my glam squad,
But he is glamming you, isn't he?
Well, he's not here, is she?
Oh, sorry. She is glamming you, though, isn't she?
She is glamming me, yeah. She's tonguing my hair.
Hey, listen, who are you taking with you tonight?
I'm taking my manager, who's called Nathan.
Oh, okay.
He's my date, yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Nothing. Nothing.
Who are you taking?
What, Lord Sugar?
Are you dating Lord Sugar?
No.
Okay.
Oh, the lights go, buddy. I don't think I can hear you anymore.
Claude?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Just playing.
She turned up with Claude.
Oh, my God.
That would be amazing.
Would be amazing if you turned up with Claude. Andrew, he's not coming, no?
I can't hear you.
Okay, all right.
I think the line's got a bit of time.
It has gone weird, hasn't it? All right.
Yeah.
All right, babe. Well, I'll see you later and you can fill me in on exactly what's going on in your life.
True. Who's Andrew?
One on Celebrity Big Brother. Okay, right. Carry on getting tonged. I'll speak to you later.
What?
Bye. See
Love
you later.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills. Radio 1. BBC.
Radio 1. Where it begins. BBC Radio 1.
Still confused about what was being insinuated with Caroline Flack there.
Don't, because she's on to me now. She's texting going, can you not mention that again?
Why The Apprentice theme?
She says she's never even seen The Apprentice.
You said it was Big Brother.
She says she's never seen it. Doesn't need to, does she now? What?
Did the person win? If you win The Apprentice, are you then technically The Apprentice?
Yes.
I suppose you are, aren't you?
Yeah, for a year. You work for Lord Sugar. That's hence the name of the show. The Apprentice.
So did this dude win The Apprentice?
He didn't win. I can't talk about it anymore anyway. I've been banned.
Red.
I can't talk about it. You know, the one off Celebrity Big Brother as well. Anyway, she hates that. So let's move on. Here's Katy Perry. Are we crazy? I'm still lolling at the thought of Caroline and Claude.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1. Where? It begins.
One. It's one all on bangers. I won yesterday with Chameleon Air's Riding Dirty, which I heard in my spin class the other day. It was inspired by the guy who was the spin class instructor because he played that tune. And then, have you got the clip there?
Yeah.
And then he does this. Oh, Riding Dirty. Oh. Pedal faster, Riding Dirty.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Dan in Chichester's been on going, are you going to do a classic Mills tonight at the Brits? What does that even mean?
Well, it means making a beast of yourself.
No.
It's been some classic years.
Yeah, there have. Remember when I had to write the taxi driver an IOU?
Yes, on the back of a lottery ticket.
Because I'd lost my wallet. That's not going to be happening. There. Left my phone as well, yeah. That's not going to be happening tonight, Dan, sorry. Hanging around, hitting the ground,
dead in the water. BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. Camila Cabello is coming up, and also that new Justin Timberlake, which is a little bit country. Country's on at the moment.
Really is, yeah. I wasn't so aware of it until you really pointed it out.
And my record of the week, tune of the week, which is Bebe Rexha and Florida George Line, also coming up. Every Wednesday, we like to celebrate the halfway point of the week by, well, I play Bumbaleo by the Gypsy Kings. You lot get involved on 81119, and we play some good bits of the show. From the past, here we go. Yes, halfway through. My impression of my gym instructor.
Oh!
Oh, yeah, Riding Dirty. Chris, fake boyfriend.
And by the way, I should say that you as a mother, you sound absolutely perfect. You sound like you're a very lovely lady.
Thank you very much.
And it would be an honour to be your son.
What makes you think I want you to be my son? What makes you think I think that you're good enough to be my daughter's husband?
Oh, Riding Dirty! And from our Take Me Out game, where we try and guess the answers to the chat lines, I would choose a delicious milkshake, because I like my men like I like my milkshakes. Tempting, strong, and really thick. And now over to the Winter Olympics curling.
An outturn draw from Christina Bertrup. She's just come right up and sat on the face of the Canadian.
And this guy from our show the other day.
So the last message she sent you was saying she'd maybe had one or two too many Sauvignons.
Sauvignons.
Can we show the link?
Let's see if you can find the link. You ready?
Yes.
Good. Gander. Jack. Cock. Gobbler.
From yesterday's show? Why am I involved?
Because you look like a Thunderbird.
Is that what they said?
I think that's what they're saying.
I don't think so about you look like a Thunderbird. I think
but you kind of do.
No, I don't.
You kind of do.
What, plastic?
I've never spotted this before, putting this on Instagram.
Yeah, that went off. BBC Breakfast now.
And you look in pretty good nick.
I'm feeling in very good nick, absolutely. I'm doing all these exercises, grunt and groan in the mornings.
Not so much exercise needed to keep writing.
My right hand is very well exercised.
The GC.
Do you want some wine?
Go on, olives.
Would you want red or white?
This is going on, isn't it?
This is taking ages.
The golf, BBC Two.
Justin Leonard. Winner here. A few years ago. Oh, he's waked that a bit, has he? Yes. It's doing its best for him. Remembering old times. Just a little kiss of the balls there. He wasn't old enough to shave last time he was here. Look at him now.
Do you remember this song? About getting social with social media.
Let's get social.
Social.
Social, social media. Let's get social. Social media.
This was in someone's conference. For real.
We can spread the
social.
The social media.
It's a certified pop.
Let's have a little dance. Halfway through the week, everyone.
Who have we got then? Oh, yes, Joanne, who loved the retro bits of the show in the gap today. She's in Aberdeen. Reedman in Huntington is buzzing for the Brits party. He's having his own tonight at home. Nice. We've got Jack, the estate agent in York, bumbling his floor plans off.
Sinead, Charlene and Debs bumbling right now at work in Oldham.
Ed in Hampshire's dancing away to Bumbleair while ploughing hard. Another plower.
Plough away.
Plough away, Luke. With your plough in Salisbury. Will Bumbleair in the workshop in Belton. Matt and Neil Bumbleair their spanners off in Mansfield. Jack and Grumpy Sage out in the sun in Cornwall. Ben and George delivering oxygen to ambulance stations, bumbling their bottles off in sunny North Norfolk. Felix in Droitwich. Sam, the Sparky. Izzy and Ali in the car park of a well-known store that rhymes with Piddle. And Marcus and Brackley loving the GC in the gap today.
Happy there.
Yummy.
Go on, Len.
Come on. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Jimmy and Anglesey bumbling hard right now.
George bumbling his tractor in North Wales.
Dobby the Sparky bumbling his screwdrivers off in Cheltenham.
Dean wondering where my next holiday is going to be. Is it going to be Tracy Island?
Jamie is bumbling in his van in Derby right now. Says he's a massive fan of the dictionary.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of the dictionary. Luke in Gosport bumbling his perm off. Perm, ho, ho. And Sam in Chichester. I've seen how sweet.
Scott Mills.
You know I'm now the world's leading expert on everything to do with Dua Lipa, right?
Yeah, well, why?
Because I was on the television on BBC Breakfast earlier talking about Dua Lipa and her record five nominations.
Why?
Five nominations at the Brits. Record, that is. She'll be there tonight. Dua Lipa, IDGAF on BBC Radio 1. Why haven't you got a boyfriend yet? Back off, Gran. Or Mum. It's what you hear a lot if you're a single person. So Chris offers up a fake boyfriend service where he'll call your mum or your dad and get him off your back by pretending to be the man of your dreams. Single people, take note. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you want to be part of this service. Chris is going to try again. It's not gone that well so far, let's be honest. 3:10, Bangers is next.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Nick is 24. He's from Exmouth, but at the moment he's in Andover. Whoop!
Yes, Queen!
Yes, Queen!
Yes, Queen!
You
you
right?
Yeah, good, thanks, you.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
why are you in Andover?
I'm just coming home from work.
Okay. I went to court there once.
Oh, really? Lovely.
Yeah? Yeah. The obvious question.
Oh, it's just a minor offence, just a small fine, and I'd be more careful in future talking to from the judge, and then I
was that the unpaid set, parking fines?
I was set free. No, something else. Who do you normally pick on Bangers?
I normally edge towards Chris a little bit.
Edge towards Chris?
Oh, I like
Chris.
That. Okay. Edge towards just nudge my way a little bit.
Okay, all right. Well, we've both got what
oh,
we've...
I'm so excited.
We both sorry, think
can
of
I just say I'm so excited for today's Bangers. Without begging it, although I am begging it, please pick me, Nick, because it could be a wonderful moment.
What's
I do like
on?
Being buttered up, so that might help you out.
What is your one, Scott?
Okay, this is my choice. You can choose this. Yes. Gwen Stefani.
Any other day, this would be great. I'm not going to lie. But my choice today, there is no reason why we would ever be able to play my banger's choice today if it wasn't for the fact that you look like a Thunderbird.
Oh, shut up.
What a tune. This is Busted, Thunderbirds Are Go.
Nick, do you think I look like a Thunderbird?
A little bit. I saw the Instagram post.
You can sort of, like, if you look closer, you can see the strings.
Yeah, all right. Face doesn't move, etc.
Oh, Nick, please make my little dream come true.
Well, like I said, I'd normally edge with Chris because he normally picks sort of the pop punky sort of stuff.
Which he has done today.
I just don't like that song.
Well, no, I don't because I'm not a Thunderbird.
Nick, do you know what? Like, I know what you're thinking, but just give the song a chance.
I think I'm going to have to go with Scott.
What?
I feel bananas, why not?
That couldn't have worked out worse for you. All the girls don't feel like this. One, Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Where it begins. BBC Radio 1, oh dear, you know when a joke falls really flat? I mean, that was an epic fail, wasn't it?
I do GAF about that because that is...
I know you do.
Do you know what?
You really GAF.
That is one of my favourite songs that should have been on. I'm gutted.
Oh well. 2-1 to me. You say you love me, I say you're crazy,
we're nothing more than friends. This is...
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
The woman with the best laugh in pop, Anne-Marie and Marshmallow. It's just a bloke with a marshmallow on his head. Former tune of the week. That is my absolute favourite song at the moment. Marshmallow, Anne-Marie, Friends on BBC Radio 1. However, our listener Michael has spotted something. There was an ad on TV ages ago featuring a toy rabbit that's about to be put down the toilet. And then his friend, a real life dog, doesn't want it to happen. You might remember this ages ago. But listen.
Friends, do you really need them? Yes. If you haven't got a friend, then you're just you.
Anne-Marie, Marshmallow, have you been watching this advert?
Who's gonna tell you that you're not a brat? If not your best friend.
Oh, he's kind of.
Do you recall when we did that?
Yes.
Sharing.
Friends.
We're just friends.
The same when you're not there.
Yep.
Friends. La la poo poo la la.
I don't know.
I don't remember this. Right.
Thanks.
Was this ages ago, was it?
Thanks, Michael. I'll pass that on to the solicitors. I won't, obviously. It's just a coincidence. BBC Radio 1 with Craig David and Bastille coming up and Royal Blood. And now, Tonight Alive and Lynn Gunn.
No harm done.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Australian rock band Tonight Alive. Annie Max had this hottest record at the start of the year. Lynn Gunn, singer from Paris. Tonight Alive and Lynn Gunn with Disappear.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay. Coming up in this half hour, why Chris is stressing me out about tonight's Brits.
Why is it so hard to dress yourself? Why
you say
hard?
Underprepared, I say overprepared.
Right, he's really messed it up this time. That's coming. It's actually worrying me, like proper. And also another of the Chris fake boyfriend service. If your mum's like, why haven't you got a boyfriend yet? Chris can help by being the ideal man in 10 minutes.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Daisy.
Hello.
Daisy, you sent us an email, right?
I did.
And you want to use Chris's fake boyfriend service?
Yep, definitely.
We do this just basically to get people's mums off their back when mums are like, why haven't you got a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a partner? Because they do that. Does your mum do that?
Yeah, my mum does it, my dad does it, my grandma does it.
Oh,
what do they say?
They just want me to, you know, find a nice boy. I mean, I haven't exactly got a great track record with dating.
Oh, no. What do you mean?
No. I just seem to attract the bad guys, the idiots. So,
loads of people like saying that they only go for bad boys, though. I've always found that a really odd phrase. know what I mean?
No, it's true.
But I think you'll find, Chris, sometimes you don't go to the bad boys come to you. Am I right, Daisy? You hear me?
Possibly, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just,
we've all made that mistake.
I always think that's easily solved by just going out with someone nice.
Well,
yeah, but they're hard to find.
I worry that when people say that they only go for bad guys, they basically say, nice guys are boring.
Wow.
No, you've got to be nice. Hello there. But also, like, a little bit spontaneous.
Also, we can all take your advice on this front, can't we, Scott? Do you remember when you were on Hollyoaks, your one line?
Oh, yeah.
When you were the policeman in Hollyoaks.
Why do you keep bringing this up all the time?
In fact, I'm sure we've got it here.
Oh, please, not again.
Thanks for looking after me last night.
All right. Remember what I said, all right? Stay clear of bad boys.
Stay away from them bad boys. Yeah. Classic.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks for playing that, yeah.
Classic advice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I loved being a police officer. It was great. The uniform that makes you feel fabulous. Right, okay, so, Daisy, who are we going to call today?
I'm going to call my mum.
Okay, and Chris is going to be, like, the ideal bloke for you, okay?
Okay, perfect.
What kind of guy does your mum want you to be with?
I think she would just like me to be with a really nice guy. She just wants me to meet someone there.
Okay.
Why don't you describe the ideal man, what they're wearing, looks-wise, that kind of thing, so I can get in the zone?
So my ideal man is Prince Harry. Just, I like tan shoes. I like the...
Tan shoes.
You like Prince Harry and tan shoes?
Yeah.
And posh?
A bit weird. Yeah, proper posh boy.
Oh, hon, you're going to have to posh it up a bit.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I can just think Bastille. Yeah. We've done it before.
Hello, I'm Dan.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Okay. All right, so Chris is going to call up and he is going to get your mum off your back because he's going to make her believe that you are going out together, all right?
Okay, perfect, because she did set me a challenge for New Year to
what
have
was the
a
challenge?
Boyfriend. So she set me a challenge to have a boyfriend for Christmas. Yep. That didn't work. So then she extended it to Valentine's Day. That didn't work.
Yeah.
And it's my birthday next week, so I don't really feel... You know, I can sort that out in a week.
It goes without saying, Daisy, I'm obviously not going to be your boyfriend, but I can be your boyfriend on the phone to your mum for just to kind of keep her away for a little bit. Do you know what I mean? It'll
perfect.
Get her off your back a bit.
How old are you, Daisy?
I'm 22.
Oh, God, there's loads of time.
And what is... and what is Daisy's mum called?
My mum's called Nesta.
The way your mum's going on, it sounds like you're in the winter of your life. You're not.
No, honestly, she's on at me constantly.
Okay, all right, listen, we'll sort it out for you. Let's call Nesta, your mum, after this.
All I do every night is think about you.
Scott Mills.
Hello again, Daisy.
Hello.
Daisy's mum is non-stop onto her about not having a boyfriend and keeps setting her challenges. Get one by Christmas, get one by New Year, get one by Valentine's Day. Chris is going to be the ultimate man just to make your mum go away for a bit.
Now, people have criticised this feature in the past for not working, so me and Scott in that last song have just worked out exactly how we're going to improve the situation. And, Scott, we've, I think, thought of a genius idea how to make that happen, involving a little bit of role play in this one.
Thing, I get to be in this one, which I'm... Daisy, let me tell you, I'm thrilled about. Because...
How are you going to get me a chihuahua for my birthday?
What?
And we'll be sorted.
Chihuahua.
Okay, I'll write that down.
Well. That's not in the plan. Okay. I'm going to play two characters in this.
Okay.
Yay!
This can only go well.
And also, my GCSE drama skills will help me through.
Hello.
Hello, is that Nesta?
It is, yes.
Hi, Nesta. You're Daisy's mum, yes?
I am, yes.
Oh, spiffing. It's Richard here.
Richard?
I'm Daisy's new love interest.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Now, she's made me aware that I might call you regarding presents for your daughter. And I just thought it'd be great to speak to you before and perhaps see what your ideas are.
Oh, right. OK, then. As you, as Daisy's new love interest... you obviously know her very well. Have you not got any idea of what she would like?
Well, I was thinking of getting her a chihuahua.
Right, OK, then.
Because she has expressed an interest in getting a dog.
OK.
But you know her better, so I just thought that you might be able to tell me.
Right. Well, she can't even look after the two cats that she's got, so I wouldn't get her a chihuahua at
oh,
all.
Oh, you've got two cats, have you? That's lovely.
Yes, we have, yes. So, I would actually think that as she's a little princess...
Oh, sorry, you know, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm just in a shoe shop at the moment, and the signal is terrible.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, dear.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me, a member of staff in front of me.
Excuse me. Do you need any help in store today, sir?
No.
You look a bit lost.
I'm okay, actually. Thank you, store clerk. I'm speaking to a very kind lady on the phone.
No problem, sir. Can I just say, those Chelsea boots are fabulous. What are you doing in the shoe shop?
Oh, they're
You don't need new shoes.
No, they're just my shoes down there, yes. No, it's very kind of you to say. I am on the phone, however.
I've just got to say, you're probably the best-looking man I've ever seen.
Oh, well, that's very kind, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll let you get on.
Thank you.
I bet you've got a lovely lady, haven't you?
Oh, I've got the most perfect lady in the world, actually. And by coincidence, I'm talking to her mother on the phone, so I must go.
All right, I'll leave you to it.
Sorry about that, Nesta.
Oh, that's all right. He was a bit rude, wasn't he? Interrupting you.
Yeah, I'm just busy shopping. Perhaps if I step outside, I'll get a better signal. Just wait one second. I'm just stepping outside the door. Oh, it's very cold out, isn't it?
It's very cold, yes.
It's very cold. Anyway, as you were saying, presents for your daughter.
Pardon me.
Oh, sorry, Nesta, hang on.
Pardon me rudeness, Governor. You ain't got 50p for a cup of tea, have you?
Absolutely kind, sir. In fact, take all my money. I've got loads of it.
Oh, that's so kind of you. I've never been given so much money before in my entire life.
On your travels, young man. Stay safe.
You're a diamond.
Stay safe, gentleman of the street.
Thank you.
Sorry, Nesta.
Anyway, you're a busy young man, aren't you?
I'm very busy, yes. Anyway, it's been lovely chit-chatting, just so you know. And I will be seeing Daisy very soon, with your blessing. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you, bye.
I bid you good day.
Daisy?
Hello?
How was that for you?
That's probably the best one we've done.
That's so funny.
She totally seemed cool with everything. Like, it was almost like there was nothing suspicious about it.
I know.
I'm so versatile.
Your acting was phenomenal.
One minute I'm like a slightly rude shoe shop assistant. The next minute I'm a man on the street.
Yeah. Daisy, do you think that's worked?
Yeah.
I mean, what I found kind of weird about the situation was it was almost like she kind of knew what was going on. But is that just your mum? Is she just very accepting?
No, I think she just wants me to date anybody, to be honest.
Okay, Daisy, I'm glad we could be of service.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Scott Mills.
Pardon me, Governor.
That's my new favourite.
That voice was amazing.
50p.
Yes, get this turned up. My tune of the week, Bebe Rexha, Florida Georgia Line.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash.
Scott Mills.
If it's meant to be,
it'll be,
baby, if it's meant to be.
I love that so much. Bebe Rexha, Florida Georgia Line, meant to be, tune of the week.
It's weirdly emotional, isn't it? I can imagine us riding off on horseback together into the sunset.
What, off of Brokeback Mountain?
Horseback.
What wave do you want to do?
Yeah.
Oh, I see, you know, a horseback. Yeah, got you. Bruno Mars and Cardi B coming up with Finesse. Country really is on at the moment, isn't it? We were talking about this yesterday. There's quite a few songs out there. People, like, I gave you an education yesterday in old country music.
That's right.
Because country at the moment is the new pop. But a load of people said this is an absolute banger, Chicken Fried.
Like our chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night.
Yeah.
A pair of jeans that fit just right.
Yeah.
And the radio.
And this one about having fun on grandmother's feather bed. Ew.
It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Made from the feathers of four to 11 geese, took a hold of the cloth for a
chick. Listen to the words.
And hold eight kids, four hound dogs, the piggy we stole from a shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on grandma's feather bed.
Also, I bet grandma didn't know anything about that. And let's not forget the one called You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly.
You're the reason our kids are ugly.
Actual song.
Scott Mills.
Troublemaker, I see you're good, but then you pull me back. Whoa, I swear you're giving me a heart attack. Troublemaker.
BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills, Ollie Murs. Troublemaker, that sounded really good.
Yeah, love it.
Best song. Murs' best song. Okay, so the Brit starts in, 3 hours? Can we just talk through your clothing situation?
All right, the situation is, sometimes we got to wear suits for things at Radio 1, like, Well, not very often.
Like the Brits, yeah?
But anyway, it's long bringing a suit into work and then on the train and back and stuff like that.
Oh, so, yeah, really long. Like, I've just done it.
So anyway, a while ago, I put a suit in a dry cleaner's near Radio 1 and I've just left it there until I thought I'd need it the next time because I thought, well, I can store it there technically.
No, you know, because they bin them.
Because it's so long taking it on the train and now you guys are telling me that there's a good chance they've just thrown it away. Which yeah. I think is madness.
Well, when was like, when did you leave it there? Were you thinking that they're just going to store it for you, do you?
I thought it was actually quite a clever move by me. As in, if anything, I've been over-prepared.
No, but what they do is... How long have you had it in there?
I mean, when was the last time we wore a suit for something? I can't remember.
Months ago.
Ages ago. So anyway, it's going to be a bit of a game after the show where I go and see if it's...
It's not going to be there.
Why would it not be?
What are you going to do?
Madness. They can't just throw it.
They do after a certain amount of time.
Why would they do
they
that?
They just bin them.
Scott Mills.
Right, see what you think of this. You're really stressing me out. Hayley Kiyoko, new yeah. track. Curious. I need a drink. Whiskey and my thing. I guess it's all good. Scott Mills. We're back tomorrow from 1. It's all going to be fine after the Brits, don't worry. On Radio 1.